Hello and welcome back to USBR Guest Cybersecurity Tips. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to listen. It's a great way to help protect yourself against cyber attacks. Today's episode covers the website Shodan.io. There's a great article on danielmeisler.com that explains Shodan from a high-level overview and a small tutorial on search examples. I'll add it to the show notes. Shodan.io, as described on its website, is a search engine for the Internet of Things. Webcams, routers, servers, smart TVs, smart speakers, refrigerators, garage door openers, but more alarmingly, industrial control systems, medical devices, and traffic lights can all be found via this search engine if exposed to the Internet. Shodan was launched in 2009 by John Matherly, so it's been around for a while. It has a free version and paid version, where the paid version has more data accessible. It was created to search for devices linked to the internet. For instance, in order for these devices to be accessed remotely by their users or for important security updates, they need access to the internet. They access the internet through ports on the device. Shodan searches the internet for these devices and returns info from banners or metadata about software running on the device. Shodan's search results have continued to skyrocket with devices added to the Internet of Things. Shodan's usefulness is twofold. Yes, black hat hackers can use it to search for and attempt to access anything connected to the internet. From there, they could use credential stuffing on an exposed login screen to gain access. But more than that, the good guys use Shodan as well for the very same reason, but to search for their exposed vulnerable devices and secure them. The bad guys have always had access to information to identify easy targets, much like if a thief wanted to rob a jewelry store. They would look for stores with no security system and doors that don't lock. Owners of a store or a website owe it to themselves to have doors that lock or require their users to use a VPN to remotely log in or some other type of security measure to protect it from the bad guys. So why tell you about Shodan? To encourage you to protect your devices by adding or changing the password on your router, ring doorbell, garage door opener, or small light bulb, or any other device you have connected to the internet. Why is this important? Because some cyber attacks jump off from gaining access to an exposed device connected to a network, such as a hospital, business, or your home. That's all for today. If I helped you at all, please consider supporting the podcast in any of the following ways. The easiest way is to shop through Amazon through the podcast store link, which is located in the show notes in the podcast description. When you need to buy something on Amazon, click on the link and buy as you normally would. Or go to anchor.fm/USBOG and use the support button. And as always, rate and review the show on whatever platform you listen to. Thank you for listening and have a great day.